Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me from the screen the title of today's sermon, Wrestling with God. Based on Genesis 32, let me read to you these verses. Now Jacob arose that same night, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh, so that it was dislocated as Jacob wrestled with him. Then he said to Jacob, "Let me go." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." So he said to Jacob, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob," which means cheater, "but now your name will be called Israel," meaning the person who's wrestled with God, "because you have wrestled with God and with men, and you have prevailed." So Jacob named that place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved." As we consider our theme, Wrestling with God, I invite you to turn to your handout and follow the sermon outline this morning. When my son Christopher and daughter Abigail were very little, we loved to wrestle. Those were the days when I was a professor at Concordia Lutheran Seminary in Edmonton, and my students called me Dr. Harold, but my wrestling name with my children was Dark Wing Doc. We'd play wrestle. We'd play wrestle like the entertainers from WWE. You've seen him on TV, World Wrestling Entertainment. But anyway, we wrestled. The kids just loved it. I would almost win. I would almost have them beaten. I would almost have them pinned. And somehow, every time, they would have a miraculous comeback and defeat me at the last possible moment. In today's sermon text, we will learn that God wrestles with us to strengthen our faith muscles. Today we're observing All Saints Sunday, that one Sunday in the year when we especially talk about God's forgiven, holy children, His saints. All of us, but especially those who have gone ahead of us to glory, like or not. Now, I have chosen this text from Genesis 32 about Jacob's wrestling match. Why? Because it gives us a wonderful example of what a saint is and what a saint is not. It also shows us what all saints experience in their lives. Jacob is the saint in our text. Now, he is not some superman. He was an ordinary man who worked for a living. He had a family. He fought with his brother. He was treated unfairly by his father-in-law. He had his moments of strong faith and deep doubt. Sounds a lot like you and me. But Jacob also had faith that God is merciful and forgiving. And the mercy of God and His forgiveness and Jacob's response in faith is what made Jacob a saint. We'll see in our text a mirror of our own lives. We'll see that saints wrestle with God in time of weakness and in times of need, and that in His own time, God will bring a blessing to His wrestling saints. So, fellow saints, now's the time to listen up and to see ourselves in the event of Jacob wrestling with God. Now, I've watched a few high school and university wrestling matches. They're really quite exciting. The match begins with two wrestlers facing each other in a standing position. Then when the referee blows his whistle, as our picture shows, the wrestlers maneuver quickly to get the first hold and to bring their opponent down to the mat. Now, we aren't told who got the first hold in the wrestling match between Jacob and God. Perhaps it was God. We are told that Jacob was alone at night, and suddenly a man who Jacob only discovers in the morning was God wrestled with Jacob all night long. How did Jacob get himself in this situation? Well, Genesis tells us that Jacob was on his way home after being away for 20 years. He had to run away because he was a cheater and a trickster that tricked his father into giving him the blessing and inheritance that rightly belonged to his older brother Esau. And Esau was ready to kill him. Oh, a family squabble, a family upset. Ever happen in your family? When Jacob first left home, he went to the home of a man named Laban. And there he worked for Laban and was cheated out of his proper pay for many years. He was jerked around in a number of ways by this man Laban, who eventually would become his father-in-law. Ah, problems with the in-laws. Ever happen in your family? Through this process, Jacob became a wealthy man and was convinced by God it was time to go home. So Jacob, with a large crowd that included his family, his servants, and some animals, made the long trip home. But what about his angry brother Esau? Was Esau still angry? Jacob sent ahead messengers to bring greetings to Esau. The messengers came back and told Jacob that Esau was coming with an army of 400 men. Jacob was terrified, so he divided all of his animals and his possessions into two halves. He figured that if Esau attacked, he could at least spare half of his possessions. Then he sent a large gift of many animals as a peace offering to Esau. But Jacob still could not sleep that night. He sent his family ahead, and he stayed behind. Jacob, the cheater, the trickster, the ordinary man, the tainted saint, is in a bad situation of his own making. Aha! Have you ever been in a bad situation that you yourself help create? Was God still with you in that situation? Well, Jacob must have been thinking thoughts like this. What a wretched situation. What am I going to do? Man, oh man, have I stepped into it this time? Brother Esau is coming to get me. I deserve it. What if God has rejected me and has chosen to give the blessing to Esau? Then, into that dark night, in the place where Jacob camped alone, came a man who grabbed him and began to wrestle with him all night long. Back and forth they went. Physically and mentally, Jacob was struggling just like we do when we face difficult situations and difficult situations and decisions. But Jacob's faith also joined in on the struggle. It was a night of struggling prayer. It was a night of wrestling with God. Now, God appeared like an enemy. It seemed as though he had forsaken Jacob, and Jacob's faith was being shaken. Jacob struggled not to let the appearance of God as an opponent take away his hope in God. Even as Jacob wrestled, he clung to God's word of promise, which God has spoken to him earlier on his journey home. I will be with you, Jacob. I will not forsake you. And this, my friends, is what we are to do as well. When it seems as though God is fighting against us, we are to cling to his word of promise that he gave to us in the waters of our baptism. He said to us, I am your father. You are my dear child. I have forgiven your sins. I will be with you in any time of trouble or trial, even in the hour of death. Finally, for Jacob, the morning dawn was coming. The man wrestling with Jacob was not able to overpower him. So with some kind of special wrestler's hold, he put Jacob's hip out of joint. He took Jacob down, but Jacob would not give in. Jacob would not let go. Jacob was driven to his knees, but he would not let go of God. Have you ever been driven to your knees? I sure have. In this desperate struggle of faith, Jacob does what he ordinarily could not do. He hangs on to God, even though it seems that God is angry with him and that Esau is coming to kill him. You've probably heard the stories of people doing things they ordinarily never could do. Like a mother lifting up the impossibly heavy weight of the front end of a car to save her child. Jacob, in this desperate struggle of faith, holds on to God's promise. He holds on to God, not with the power of his mental reason or physical strength, but with his imperfect yet clinging faith. Reminds me of a man in the New Testament who said these words, O Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. There is hope for you and me and our imperfect faith. Jacob holds on, but please notice, God is delighted to end the wrestling match by giving Jacob a blessing. God allows Jacob to overpower him. What was for Jacob a terrible trial was for God an opportunity to strengthen Jacob's faith muscles. God only appeared to be opposing Jacob. All along, he was strengthening Jacob's faith. Now at last, Jacob realizes that all along he'd been wrestling with God. Because at the end of the wrestling match, when the sun shone in the morning, Jacob declares in verse 30, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved. And Jacob gives a special name to the place where all this happened. He called it Peniel, which in Hebrew means the face of God. Jacob, in the darkness of the night and the weakness of his faith, first saw God as an angry judge, but now he sees God differently. He now understands that God loves him and will be with him and will help him make peace with his brother Esau and will help him return home again. God has brought Jacob through a wrestling match from unbelief to faith. And so today, you dear saints of God, saints like Jacob in so many ways, God will wrestle with us and lead us from unbelief and doubt into a deeper faith in Him. We have His word of promise that He is faithful and He will give us what we really need in this life and the life to come. That promise of God, by the way, look here. That promise of God is written in blood. Written in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. That precious blood of the Savior shed on Calvary's cross to pay for your sins and, thank God, to pay for mine. And did you note that on that cross, our Lord Jesus Christ was in a wrestling match. He wrestled and fought against the powers of sin and death and devil. He did this for you. He did this for me. And on that first Good Friday, when it seemed that the enemies had won, when it seemed that they had pinned our Lord for the three count. It may have been Friday, but Sunday came and our Lord was the victor. He rose from death and He won the victory for us. Jesus' victory declares to us what St. Paul told us in Romans chapter 8. If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, when Martin Luther wrote his Genesis commentary and explained this account of Jacob's wrestling match, he said this event can teach us a lot. Listen now to the words of Martin Luther from his commentary on Genesis chapter 32. Luther wrote, "My dear ones, when you think God has rejected you, you can picture God embracing you and holding you in His own lap. To be sure, it takes patience and practice to do this. When you are facing hard decisions and going through difficult times, wrestle with God. Continue the struggle. You can be sure of this. God has already surrendered Himself to you. He has bound Himself to you in His promise for Jesus' sake to hear your prayers. Jacob was an ordinary man, a tainted saint like the rest of us. As God was merciful to him, says Luther, so He is merciful to us and will bring us through this life to life everlasting." My friends, those many years ago, when I wrestled with my little children, it may have seemed with them for a while they were overpowered and defeated. But all along, because they knew I loved them, they also knew that by the end of the wrestling match, they would be victorious. So, my dear fellow saints of God, keep wrestling with your Heavenly Father. As Jacob discovered, when the wrestling is over, God has a great blessing ready for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.